Hi, I'm Lena.
And I'm Aman.
And this is Grounded Geeks,
where we make the geek world relevant.
Exciting.
So exciting.
I'm also really tired. But okay. Welcome, everyone, to our second edition of Superhero Smorgasbord.
I just love that word.
You know, it's great. So we've done one of these before. Now, to remind you, or to those of you who have not listened to our other Superhero Smorgasbord episode, this is when we take something that's happening in the real world, and then we talk about how certain characters or entities in the geek world would react to that particular situation. So both Aman and I have picked superhero characters or entities in our own heads, but we haven't shared them with each other because we want to surprise each other and get a first gut reaction. So in round two of Superhero Smorgasbord, guess what situation we are.
Well, first of all, I just want to remind everybody, just as a reminder, for those who may have forgotten, our first smorgasbord episode, we covered the pandemic.
Right.
So this round week, two, Lena, what are we doing?
The January 6th insurrection, everybody.
Woohoo!
America, so great. Wow.
I mean, I'm saying woohoo, but that feels wrong.
It is wrong because it is wrong.
Boo.
The insurrection was a terrifying day for most Americans.
Yes.
Probably most people around the world. No, most people around the world were just like, what the fuck is happening in America right now?
To be fair, I was wondering, a stone's throw away from Washington, D.C., what the fuck is happening in America right now?
Right. As per usual, the way I found out about this was because I saw some tweets going viral and things started trending on Twitter, and I'm like, what's going on the Capitol? Like, is someone crazy just do something crazy? You know, there's like thousands of crazy people there, and they infiltrated the Capitol building.
They broke in. So I mean, at first it was like all right, it's a protest, and now it's a riot, and now it's a mob trashing, breaking through windows. And then as more stories came out, you know, reporters who had gotten in, a dear friend of mine actually is a photojournalist, and he ended up in the Capitol photographing this stuff. And you know, I mean, like, so from all of that and also these idiots' own live footage that they were putting up on Instagram and Facebook Live and whatever. Yeah. It was just like, it just became more and more horrifying. And I actually became more horrified in the days and weeks following as more and more details came out.
Yeah. I mean, I think we were all in just shock. Like, really, what the fuck is happening? Like, who punked us? Like, it was just... And then
who punked us? And this isn't fucking funny.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and I love, my favorite part had to be when it turned into a pseudo white supremacist rally, essentially, when they started waving the Confederate flag in the Capitol, which, by the way, had never happened in all of U.S. history before, not even during the Civil War. Confederate flag been flown on the Capitol. Are you kidding? Well, not on the Capitol, but like in it, whatever. But
either way, like, it's fucking insane. I know there's a lot of people who, quote unquote, have a lot of pride in their heritage or whatnot with whatever was happening south of the Mason-Dixon line. But at the end of the day, the Confederate flag, which also, by the way, what we call the Confederate flag now, was actually the Virginia Army's battle flag. It was not the flag that represented the entire Confederacy. Fun fact there.
That's so weird.
Yeah. But but somehow it's now become a flag to represent the entire Confederacy, which it never was in its time.
Interesting. But and now it's just a lasting legacy of racism. Awesome.
Yeah. But either way, it was a war. The Civil War was a bunch of states rebelling, trying to break away from the United States of America. You know, at the end of the day, it is a flag of an invading army, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, and that ended up in the Capitol. And that, yeah, to me, is distressing and horrifying.
Right. And it made me think, gosh, we just should have let him secede in the Civil War. Just let him go. Who cares? I mean, it's funny, like, I'm laughing about this now, but I just, yeah, at the time I was like, what is this bullshit? Okay.
Yep.
And the fact that it took hours and hours for the National Guard to arrive. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Okay.
Oh God. Okay. Yeah.
I don't Rats America, I can... you played yourself. Okay.
I mean, this is supposed to be superhero smorgasbord.
We'll get to that eventually.
I'm just going to take a second and
let it out.
Like, looking at the reaction, at the response of the Department of Defense and the DC National Guard to the relatively peaceful BLM protests. And, you know, just a caveat, I do understand that around the country, they have not all been peaceful, but all the ones in Washington, DC, as best as I know, those were peaceful. And the sheer force that was used to dispel those, as compared to this marching flood across the National Mall that then ended up in the U.S. Capitol and then started to break into the U.S. Capitol, the contrast in response there, I find deeply, deeply troubling.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I can't even put my finger on what the hell people were thinking in the decision makers mm-hmm. who decided not to let the Capitol Police use riot gear, to not allow the DC National Guard to enter, to not give permission to the Maryland and Virginia National Guards to go in and support the Capitol Police. Mm-hmm. You know, the people who made those decisions, I don't know what the hell was going through their minds, considering how they had responded to significantly less violent and less threatening protests. I mean, these are people who put up a gallows in mm-hmm. front of the U.S. Capitol and were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," you know, which,
my God,
don't get me wrong, I'm not the biggest fan of Mike Pence, but
I've Jesus.
Never, I've never wanted to hang him. Yeah. What?
Yeah. Well, also, can we talk about the motivation for both, you know, I don't want to call the insurrection a protest. It was a fucking insurrection. But it's just, you know, for Black Lives Matter, there's people protesting for human rights and saying, hey, maybe don't murder innocent people on the street. Thanks.
Yeah.
Whereas the insurrection was, we don't believe in election results and we, you know, and Trump stole our president and blah blah, like, what the that was just a white lash.
it was
like, y'all need to calm down. Okay. I don't know if you know how democracy works, but we had the election results, came out, they were verified, and y'all made certain people recount some votes and it happened and whatever. So
I mean, being a person of color and minority myself, I do have a lot of difficulty putting myself in the mindset of the people who were a part of this violent mob and riot and breaking into the U.S. Capitol. I really do have a lot of difficulty with putting myself in that mindset to try to understand what's happening. Mm-hmm. And the more I have tried to, the more I've realized it's not worth my time to try to. Now, that may be a failing on my part, but hey, that's where we are now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand and sympathize actually for someone who's feeling so much rage about something that they do resort to violence, right? We're all human. Yes. Like there's something that just ticks each and every one of us off where we would resort to that, right? Like it happens.
That makes sense.
Unless you're Buddha, or whatever. So I just can't get behind obviously the motivation for this, because I feel like it comes from a complete place of privilege and just thinking that the world owes you this just because, you know?
I mean, it's that whole notion of throwing a temper tantrum because you didn't get what you want.
Yeah.
And that's what I have difficulty with, because I've often not gotten what I wanted in life, starting from early childhood when my parents would tell me, no, I can't eat the poisonous plant, you know, but I learned that, there are sometimes things just don't go your way. And I still cannot really wrap my mind around something like that leading me to conduct acts of violence. Now, maybe it's because the cost of lashing out like that is not something that people of color can afford to do in this country, because we would be put down very, very quickly.
Yeah.
It kind of actually reminds me from The Boys, when Giancarlo Esposito's character, he's talking to, what's his name?
Butcher. Yeah.
Butcher. Where he goes, this is a guy who is the CEO of this very, very powerful evil corporation. And he says this line in there to Butcher, and he goes, I don't have the luxury to be angry and act in a fit of rage or something like that, you know? And that was just one of those lines where it's like, it's so true for so many people of color. We don't have that luxury to lash out in a fit of rage when something ticks us off. Yeah. And it's hard for me to imagine what it is to have that luxury. I literally cannot place myself in that state of mind.
Right. Yeah. That's it exactly. So those are our raw thoughts on the stupid insurrection.
Very, very raw. Very raw.
But let's jump into the superhero smorgasbord part.
Yeah. So, all right.
So we're going to do.
Am I going first?
I'm going first.
Okay. You're going first.
And we're going to do 3 people/entities each. So, all right. Iman, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This is going to come as no surprise to you, but obviously we have to ask, what would Captain America do?
So is this why you wanted to go first?
Yes,
so
because I didn't want you to take it.
Because you didn't want me to take it?
Duh, okay.
So Captain America, all right, here is where my gut reaction is that Captain America would be opposed to this, all right?
Truly.
Has to be opposed to this because it goes against everything that he stands for, which is America. And if America is not a democracy, then it's not the America that we know. It would not be the America that Captain America knows. Mm-hmm. All right. So he would be opposed to this. I think that he would have rushed in, tried and jumped right into the building, put up his shield, tried to talk people down. And if they weren't backing down, he would have started pushing them out. You know, he would have stood next to the Capitol police officers who were, he would be right there with them. Yeah. And I think the only difference would have been that even these Capitol police officers, in many cases, they were trying to talk down these violent mobs, this violent mob and insurrectionists, you know, they were using every tactic that they could, from running away to lead these violent rioters away from members of Congress mm-hmm. to trying to talk to them and be friendly with them, mm-hmm. which is also a tactic for getting people to calm down. So some of those criticisms that came out, I don't stand by those because that is a very valid tactic. You know,
yeah.
There was a lot of criticism of like, oh, what are these people doing taking selfies with these protesters and whatnot? Like, hey, if you're friendly with them, maybe you can get them to calm the fuck down.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Captain mm-hmm. America would have been doing, Steve Rogers, Captain America would have been doing the exact same thing. All right.
Right. Although my preference would be if he just took his shield and just like hit everyone.
I think, yes. But I think that it absolutely would have done that. But mm-hmm. first step, get people to calm down and back off on their own. Next right. step, escalate, because that's how Captain America operates. You know, mm-hmm. he always tries to, he is the kind of person who would look for a non-violent alternative first. Mm-hmm. But then not be, and but since he's a soldier, he's not somebody who would shy away
yeah.
from that, from exercise, from conducting the violence if he deemed it necessary.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I think if he jumped in there immediately, he definitely would not have been waiting for orders to be mobilized. You know,
Captain America runs on his own schedule.
He does run on his own schedule. And if we're applying MCU Captain America, we yeah. definitely know that from Civil War. Exactly. He runs on his own schedule. He does what he thinks is right.
Right.
Now, interestingly, in Ta-Nehisi Coates' latest run of Captain America, I think it's interesting because Captain America is having to deal with being labeled as an enemy of the country. Mm-hmm. You know, so if he was in that position, as opposed to being considered the hero that mm-hmm. he is in the MCU, or is for the most part, would he have jumped in that same way if he was in that circumstance where he himself is on the run? Mm-hmm. I think he would have, actually. I think he would have seen this as such an affront on America, on America as an idea,
you yeah. know,
mm-hmm. that he would have done anything to jump in.
Right, right.
So,
well, I agree with that. I think he would have jumped in. I also hope, well, no, I also think in the aftermath, he mm-hmm. would, I could see him giving all kinds of testimonies to Congress, the Senate, and lobbying them to actually investigate the shit out of this, which apparently is not happening in real life. So that's great. But yeah. I think he would have lobbied for that. I also would have hoped that maybe Captain America would start like re-education camps and like force these people to actually learn about US history and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, all those
unfortunately
things.
I don't think that's how he would have gone about it.
Okay, whatever. Hey, you said your opinion, I'm saying mine now. Okay,
I know, so I'm just giving some feedback here.
And that's why I said I would hope he would be like, you know what, I'm gonna start like a education program.
So here's where I would caveat what you said. It wouldn't be a re-education camp. That has a lot of implications that I don't think Captain America would be down for. But I can totally Whatever. See him going from state capital to state capital, lobbying yeah. for civics classes to be reintroduced into the American education system as a requirement.
Yeah. He would also be 1,000% down with this whole critical race theory debate that's happening right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because Captain absolutely. America actually respects history and the teaching of it and is not in a state of denial. Like some
and people. More than that, the thing about Captain America is that he has always stood for the ideal of the country, but not somebody... And always somebody who has advocated for America to be better than it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you can't do that unless you acknowledge the problems that do exist.
Yeah. Right.
So
yes,
I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing right. with you, just giving a different, we're yeah, aggressively yeah, yeah. agreeing with each other.
Yes,
Nina.
We are.
Aggressively okay. agreeing. All right. Cool.
My turn. Got Captain America down. Yes, yeah. Your turn. Go.
All right. Magneto.
Ooh. Magneto. I feel like he would just try to use this situation to his advantage somehow for whatever plot he's thinking of at that moment.
Okay.
And most of my knowledge of Magneto is based on the movies.
Okay.
And the TV shows, like X-Men Evolution, great show. Oh my God.
Great show.
But I don't know, because I just don't think, I feel like Magneto would be like, well, this is weird, but mm-hmm. how can I use this to my advantage for whatever thing I'm trying to achieve? So I don't know, depending on what he's trying to achieve. What is he usually trying to achieve? Just getting rid of humans?
And also for mutants to, for a human free society for mutants.
Yeah. I feel like
at multiple points established countries for mutants.
Yeah.
And mutants alone.
I wonder if he would just start distributing guns and be like, go for it, just kill each other. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's somebody who would actually try to make it worse.
Yeah, he would make it worse.
And I think in the by telling mutants to go, you know, his own mutant followers, if they have, you know, telepathic powers, to go in and even further inflame the people that are there, or even perhaps even, you know, kind of slyly offering material support, either by supplying guns or sending in his own agents to make matters worse.
Yeah.
And then I think he would have tried to, in the aftermath, I think there's a good chance, because he's a strategic thinker, you know? He thinks long, like, term.
Exactly. I was just going to say, he's in it for the long game. Yeah.
Yeah. He's, everything he does is with a very far reaching, there's a very far horizon. So I think that afterwards he would probably try to rally these same groups of people again and be like, you know, continue to inflame them further. To try to continue to stoke these divisions within our country and to make them more permanent.
Yeah.
Because a weak America.
Yeah.
Exactly. A weak America would have meant a weak humanity to Magneto, which is for him, who thinks not the same way that Professor X does, in terms of like, oh, we'll be stronger if we can all work together towards solutions. Magneto would be like, he sees humanity as the enemy, not purely an adversary who you can come to terms with, but an enemy. So, you know, kind of like what Russia did with the elections, where they were in, especially in 2016, where they were organizing Black Lives Matter events and the backlash as well against it.
Yeah.
At the same time. Because they didn't care who won out. They weren't supporting one side or another. They were supporting every side that was in conflict to each other.
They were supporting chaos.
Exactly. They were supporting chaos. And I think Magneto would have done the same.
Yep. Agreed. All right. Next person. Batman.
I think Batman would have done nothing.
No way.
At first.
Yeah, no.
What he would have done afterwards is, when I think Batman, I don't think about the action movies Batman. Mm-hmm. I think about Detective Comics Batman, the world's greatest detective. He would be going online, gathering evidence, trying to figure out who all was there, and dropping, either apprehending those people, dropping off that evidence with those people in front of police stations, or anonymously gift wrapping all of the evidence and sending it to the FBI, anonymously, of course, because he's Batman, to help them apprehend as many of these rioters and insurrectionists as possible. That's what I think. I think he would have handled it post-insurrection. All of his action would have happened after.
I agree that most of it would be post, in the aftermath of it. Yeah. But I also think, like, you know, the poor police officers who were like stampeded on and shit. Like, I think he would have, you know, swung from his whatever the fuck and just like pulled them out or something like that. And then, and you know, like he would have, whatever people who he found to be in danger, select few people, he would have done whatever he could to get them out. drop them off to the police and be like, yeah, so that's fucked, but I'll be back. And I think he would have similar to, so when I think of Batman, I think of the Dark Knight, and I think, and similar to how he, it was in the Dark Knight, right? Or maybe it was the Dark Knight Rises, where he goes to Hong Kong and gets that guy and like brings him.
It was the Dark Knight. Yeah, yeah.
Like, so I think he would have done something like that. He would have used his crazy detective skills and all his computer scanning technology and face recognition technology to, and because they were all dumbasses filming each other, like they would, like he would have found all of them easily, all their addresses, literally just kidnapped them and brought them to the FBI.
Possibly. Possibly. Because here's the other thing. Batman is very, very secretive.
Yes.
You know, he's very careful about his identity. So I don't know if he would have operated in his bat suit in the middle of the day.
Well, who's saying it's the middle of the day?
The insurrection.
Oh, for the insurrection. Oh, I thought you were talking about the kidnapping stuff.
Yeah.
Bring them to the FBI.
In terms of the kidnapping stuff, I think he would have gone after the masterminds or people who he felt.
Well, yeah, he can't round up offenders, all of them.
But then for the rest of them, I think he would have packaged together the evidence to send it over anonymously.
Yeah, sure. He might have done that.
You know?
But definitely the ringleaders, like the weird, what's his name? The guy with the...
The shaman guy?
Yeah, the fucking idiot. Okay, so definitely that loser would have been first.
I don't even know if that guy was a ringleader. He just dressed for... some part.
I'm rolling my eyes so hard right now. So
isn't that the same guy who was like saying
he needed vegan food or something? He needed
like organic food or something in prison. It's like, what?
Like you literally were part of an insurrection. Please sit down. Yeah. Thank you.
Like, motherfucker, you are lucky if you're getting mystery chicken.
No, really. All right. Next person.
Next person, goddess of truth, Wonder Woman.
Oh, interesting. I was thinking about it. What would she do? I mean, I think she would just go there and try to, you know, not calm them down, just like round them up with her lasso and just throw them across or whatever.
Yeah.
Just being like, yeah, she'd be like, what? Stop. You know?
Yeah.
The mascara and whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah. All that jazz.
Yeah, I keep thinking about in Snyder's cut of the Justice League, the specific scene where she stops that terrorist attack bank robbery thing.
Yeah.
I'm imagining that action sequence for like 6 hours straight.
Yeah, pretty much, honestly. Yeah, just doing all of that, getting whatever Congress people out of there, like, you know. Like that's would have been her priority, just getting people to safety and then just being the shit out of whoever.
And
was in her
since
way.
She's based in DC, she would have been there ASAP.
That's true. That's true. I forgot about that. Hmm.
I also think she would have used the lasso of truth to really make people reflect about what they're doing.
Yeah. Like in because the aftermath or
no, even in that moment, you know, when she rounds people up. The lasso of truth doesn't just make you tell the truth. It also makes you see the truth.
Interesting. Well, if only she could do that for all of America. Yeah.
Like I don't think the lasso of truth is long enough.
Like a speedy therapy session. Yeah.
I don't think the lasso of truth is long enough, though.
I don't think so either. Anyway. All right.
Anyway.
Next person. This is my last person.
All right.
Nick Fury.
Ooh, Nick Fury. Nick.
It's like I gotta include Nick Fury.
Yeah. So here's the interesting thing to consider. Nick Fury is both super spy and head of SHIELD. All right. Yeah. So the question is are we interpreting his role as head of SHIELD as an agency that only reports to the US government, or are we looking at SHIELD as a global intelligence agency? If it's global, I think in either case, he would not have gone in officially without he wouldn't have flown the helicarrier in without any kind of authorization. And if it's the MCU version of S.H.I.E.L.D. where, you know, there's a shadowy global security council or yeah. whatever,
yeah.
I'm guessing the U.S. has some veto power there as well, like they do at the U.N. Security Council.
Fucking so, veto power, so stupid.
So I, unless that authorization happened, I don't think there would have been a helicarrier coming in. However, mm-hmm. Nick Fury is a shady ass bastard.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. He probably would have sent agents in anyways mm-hmm. without authorization to secretly keep tabs on everyone there and to try to minimize any destruction that they cause.
Wait, so like sorry, you said just to keep tabs on them?
Yes. So oh,
not Nick to Fury, fight?
So Nick Fury might send in somebody like Hawkeye to secretly from the shadows thwart and stop anything too destructive from happening. So like keeping it, providing secret security detail for like Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence and, mm-hmm. and the other members of Congress and senators who are under physical threat. All right. So there might be like, you know, somebody's got their fucking sledgehammer or machete or whatever, and arrow shoots it out of their hands type of thing. But yeah. here's the thing. Nick Fury wouldn't want any of that to come out, that he took action without authorization, but he would also send in agents because Nick Fury is not going to rely on Instagram and Facebook to track these people down. He would right. want some firsthand knowledge there too.
Interesting.
That's what okay. I think. I think he would be preparing for the security threat to come afterwards if he did not have authorization to act on it ahead of time.
Interesting. I feel like he would have just been like, what in the hell is happening? Someone get those motherfuckers out of there. And like he would have called on the Avengers. I think he would have, yeah, thrown in some S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, and I think he would have been like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and we're going in.
That was I agree.
Opinion. Yeah.
I agree, but I think that he would do that in a way where there's plausible deniability. He'd be like, I didn't yeah. tell Iron Man to go anywhere. Yeah, he just true. Went there on his own.
That's true. That's true. He does a good job of covering his own ass. So
yes. Yeah. He is very good at that, and that's what makes him the world's greatest spy.
Yes. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
And what's your last person?
Oh. So entity? I'm trying to decide if whom I've thought of would be a cop out or not. Okay. All right. But I want to know what you think Captain America Sam Wilson would have done. And specifically, how might he have responded differently than Steve Rogers?
Oh, man.
Are you wishing you would have thought of that?
No, okay. I'm honestly thinking, I don't know how different it would have been, the response. He definitely would start counseling groups afterwards
yeah.
for these crazy people.
Yeah.
Some of them can be saved. I can see that happening. His take is always peaceful, diplomatic. He's that's his stance on a lot of things. But what do you do when there's already a freaking riot going on at the Capitol? Like,
yeah,
what would he have done in that instance? I think he would have just had to fight them. And similarly to Steve Rogers, I think he would have just tried to focus on getting people to safety. And or putting up barriers so that they can't get through to certain areas, stuff like that. And then afterwards would have made a very impassioned speech about the complete hypocrisy of how our government responded to Black Lives Matter protests versus a fucking insurrection.
I mean, that speech at the end of Falcon and Winter Soldier yes. was pretty great.
It was really good. It was really it good. Was That's why I'm really... saying he would do a great job at making a speech. That
was
would
a great
hopefully
speech.
Change some hearts and minds, but who knows?
That was a great speech.
Yeah.
I think that he would have. So there's two big differences in terms of abilities between Sam Wilson and Steve Rogers. Uh-huh. One, Sam Wilson is not a super soldier.
Right.
So before he jumps into a point of violence, by necessity, he has to be more thoughtful than Steve Rogers. Mm-hmm. All right. He's not a super soldier. He doesn't have the same sort of physical abilities as Steve Rogers does. All right. So he would be more thoughtful in terms of how he jumps in. Mm-hmm. Second, boy's got wings.
That's all right? True. He can fly.
He can fly. And I think that he would have flown in and done a big swoop around the Capitol mm-hmm. to get a lay of what was going on.
Well,
all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think his first stop would have been to the riot police,
yeah,
who were waiting for authorization. He would go there first and say, "Why are you waiting for authorization? Our country is under attack."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's and then right. He would have flown off and used his wings to swipe people away who were like, literally trying to climb through the windows, not just trying, but succeeding in breaking and climbing through the windows. He probably would have used his wings to like back them away from the walls.
Or he would have used Red Wing to knock them off the walls or something, you know?
Possibly. Yeah. But
I think
he would
definitely be using Red Wing in this situation.
Oh yeah, for sure. But he also intentionally would have, I think, been trying to avoid fatally injuring anyone. You know, he definitely is not going to go out there to try to kill anyone. So he's going to try to be careful with his wings. Obviously, he's going to swoop in through a window, use those wings as a shield, as he does. All right. To protect people, et cetera, et cetera. Now, another big difference between Sam Wilson and Steve Rogers is the obvious one that impacts not as much how Sam Wilson would have reacted, but how the rioters would have reacted to him.
Yeah.
You know, I think that if he would have swooped in, he would have tried to make the same kind of speech that Steve Rogers would have done of like, you are attacking your own country. Yeah. And the reaction from the mob towards Sam Wilson would have been something along the lines of, you know, Joe Biden's not my president and you're not my Captain America type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that Sam Wilson would have had to resort to physical altercation a lot quicker.
Yeah, I agree, because racism be alive and well in America. So,
yeah. Keep wondering about them Nazis that keep coming back. And it's like, didn't we fight this war already?
Yeah, seriously. It also just reminded me, slight tangent, of this episode I was listening to this morning. It's from NPR's Code Switch, and it's titled "The Racial Reckoning That Wasn't." We'll include it in the show notes. And it was, they had brought on these two political scientists to talk about, you know, everyone was saying, oh, America's going through a racial reckoning.
Uh-huh.
And based on several polls that were conducted, you know, in June of 2020, support for Black Lives Matter really surged, especially among white Americans.
Yeah.
Now, I think the most recent poll was last month, May 2021. And apparently support for Black Lives Matter and for racial equality amongst white Americans is lower than it was even before, than it was in January 2020.
Interesting.
It's real sad, real pathetic.
So what changed
is people felt guilty for a temporary period of time, and then they got over it, they moved on. There is no conclusion, right? But
is that the operating theory at the moment?
No, it's not really. I mean, like, there's lots of caveats, right? There's still so many things you can't just measure with data or graphs, right?
That's true.
But I think that was sort of like the conversation that was being had, that like, yeah, people felt guilty for a little bit and then they just moved on, because guess what? America's still very, very segregated, not just in terms of race, but even in terms of socioeconomic class. So, you know, out of sight, out of mind almost. And maybe a bunch of white Americans bought some books on racial equality last summer, or racial inequality last summer. And And then maybe they read some of them. Maybe they read all of them, but then they got over it. I don't know. And
right.
And then there's the portion of white Americans who showed up to the Capitol who were completely offended by being made to feel guilty about anything and want to deny everything. And so I don't know, you know, it's like, where do we go from here? Who knows? Yep. I don't know if Sam Wilson might have the answer. He probably wouldn't. He probably would be like, I don't have the answer, but we got to keep moving forward.
You know, one of the reasons that I enjoy the superhero genre is that problems do have neat solutions in this world. You know, I know that Marvel and everybody, you know, in the MCU, they try to show that it's not as neat, but compared to the real world, these mm-hmm. problems are still super neat.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of what I like about it. So I would hope that Sam Wilson does have a solution.
Yeah. Well, even in Falcon and Winter Soldier, he talks a lot about how he's like, I don't have the answers. So.
Yeah. But the simple fact that all those very important people that he was talking to didn't just say, bye-bye now.
Yeah.
All right. True, like even that is a relatively like the fact that that didn't happen and they actually seemed thoughtful about what he was saying mm-hmm. is much, much tidier than what would have happened in the real world,
yeah.
which is bye-bye now.
Very true. And on that note, thanks everyone for joining us for round two of Superhero Smorgasbord.
This has been Grounded Geeks. Subscribe, rate us on all of your favorite platforms, you know, follow us on Twitter. Give us a shout out.
As always, thanks for listening.